Look, babe, there ain't nothing to discuss. I mean, you know, we've been through this 1,000 times. Everything has been said.
Oh, you believe him because your son, right?
That's right.
And because of your son, that's the reason you had your wife laying up in my bed last week, right? The neighbors told me when I went to Philadelphia she was in a whole weekend. Now, just tell me something. You've been married to her, been shacking with me. Who you feel you're cheating on?
Well, I don't feel like I'm cheating on nobody. Now, you know, I'm just going on home. That's all.
Wait a minute. The doorbell's ringing. Let me get the bell. Well, do say right on time, Mrs. Jody again. What do you want?
My husband.
Well, you're not getting
him. Oh, I'll take him with me.
I know what you're going to take. You're going to take a good A-kicking if you don't get out of my house.
Well, I brought some and I'm ready for yours.
I guess you brought the kid too, huh?
Yes, I did.
Well, listen, let me tell you something. I want both of y'all out my house. I don't want to see none of you no more. And I want to tell you something further this time. You understand me? I want to ask you something. Tell me, how do you feel knowing he's my man and the love he's giving you is weak and secondhand? Tell me now. See me now. If I could hold.